Standerton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
American cities should be sanctuaries for law-abiding Americans.
President Trump during an Ohio rally talking about sanctuary cities and his administration's goal to get rid of them. The president said all cities should be for law-abiding citizens.
For people that look up to the law, for people that respect the law, not for criminals and gang members that we want the hell out of our country.
The president also announcing today the United States will not allow transgender people to serve in the military. Trump took to Twitter this morning to make the announcement, saying he made the decision after consulting with generals and military experts. He said during a series of tweets that our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and that it cannot be burdened with tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
President Trump talked about terrorism during a joint press conference yesterday with Lebanon's prime minister.
Trump on Tuesday said Lebanon is on the front lines against extremist groups, including Hezbollah. He made the comment during an appearance with Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri, but Hezbollah is a political partner in Hariri's coalition government. Hariri told reporters that Trump was well informed about Hezbollah during the two leaders' White House meeting. Hariri says his government has an understanding with Hezbollah. Hezbollah is fighting ISIS in Syria on behalf of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. has long considered Hezbollah, a Lebanese organization supported by Iran, to be a terrorist group.
Restaurant chain Chipotle is hoping that they can fight some bad PR with melted cheese. Queso is the restaurant's most requested item, they say, and so they're going to add it to the menu in two test markets. Last week, a number of customers became ill with a norovirus after eating at a Chipotle in Virginia, and a viral video showed rodents falling from the scene of a Chipotle near Dallas. The company's hoping queso will, quote, change the narrative. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The amounts may be below the legal limit, but an advocacy group is calling out Ben & Jerry's for having the same ingredient found in Weed Killer in their ice cream.
According to yesterday's New York Times, the Organic Consumers Association found the main ingredient in Weed Killers like Roundup in 10 of 11 of Ben & Jerry's flavors. The levels were well below the legal limit the EPA sets, but the consumer group argues that any amount of the poison in the ice cream is misleading and potentially dangerous. The group says Ben & Jerry's should be the target of a nationwide boycott if it doesn't announce a move to all organic ingredients and to no pesticides in production.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry was the victim of a prank by two Russian pranksters.
Perry was interviewed on the phone for over 20 minutes Tuesday by two people he thought were with the Ukrainian prime minister. Turns out they were actually two well-known Russian pranksters. The interview started typically with questions about oil development in Ukraine and the Paris Climate Accord. The pranksters then claimed that Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko had created a new biofuel by mixing moonshine and feces. Perry said he looked forward to being briefed further on the matter. They also said that Poroshenko discusses international matters with a squirrel. The Department of Energy later admitted they were the latest target of the pranksters, who they say are known for pranking high-level officials.
Legendary Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps responding to criticism of his race against a computer-generated great white shark for the Discovery Channel. Phelps says he's been open all along it would be a CGI shark. Phelps lost by 2 seconds. USA Radio News.
Grow garden soil. 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
North Korea now threatening a nuclear strike on the United States if there's a threat against that isolated nation. Tom Roberts has more.
North Korea's state-run news agency promised to deliver a nuclear weapon in the heart of the U.S. if the U.S. tries to halt its nuclear program or remove leader Kim Jong-un. The media outlet said it would strike a merciless blow with its powerful nuclear hammer. The threat came after CIA Director Mike Pompeo suggested the possibility of regime change during a conference in Colorado last week.
The Justice Department is further tightening the rules for federal grants to sanctuary cities. The new restrictions include two big changes, one giving ICE agents greater access to local jails and prisons. Cities receiving Justice Department funding must also provide 48 hours notice before the release of any illegal immigrant wanted by federal agents. The policy change coming amid a Trump administration crackdown on illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free.
Grow garden soil. 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
North Korea now threatening a nuclear strike on the United States if there's a threat against that isolated nation. Tom Roberts has more.
North Korea's state-run news agency promised to deliver a nuclear weapon in the heart of the U.S. if the U.S. tries to halt its nuclear program or remove leader Kim Jong-un. The media outlet said it would strike a merciless blow with its powerful nuclear hammer. The threat came after CIA Director Mike Pompeo suggested the possibility of regime change during a conference in Colorado last week.
The Justice Department is further tightening the rules for federal grants to sanctuary cities. The new restrictions include two big changes, one giving ICE agents greater access to local jails and prisons. Cities receiving Justice Department funding must also provide 48 hours notice before the release of any illegal immigrant wanted by federal agents. The policy change coming amid a Trump administration crackdown on illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reportedly going to take a little time off, a spokeswoman saying he's not planning on resigning, although there have been reports in the media saying otherwise. Tillerson did recently return from a trip through several countries in Europe and the Middle East, and there are reports Tillerson has told friends he plans to stay on in the position at least through the end of the year. A new study shows strong evidence of a link between football and CTE, as Lisa Carter reports.
Researchers at Boston University looked at the brains of 111 former NFL players and found 110 had CTE, which can only be diagnosed after death. The brains were donated by families who suspected CTE. Many of the players had experienced changes in their behavior, mood swings, and dementia. The NFL put out a statement in response to the study, saying the medical and scientific communities will benefit from this publication, and the NFL will continue to work with a wide range of experts to improve the health of current and former NFL athletes.
And Frank Sinatra's widow Barbara Sinatra has died after months of declining health. She was the crooner's fourth wife. A rep from an organization she founded, the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center Foundation, says she died Tuesday, surrounded by family and friends at her home in California. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunter and Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunter County.
Is 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather Flemington right now. The temperature is 65 degrees. Overcast skies. 10% chance of precipitation for today. Weather Underground says that today, July 26th, will be mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 70s. Yeah, let me repeat that. Highs in the mid 70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and lows in the lower 60s tonight. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 30%. Friday, not looking too good for the balloon festival for that day. Showers likely. Chance of thunderstorms 70% chance. Heavy rain. Humid highs in the low around 80 and lows in the 60s. On Friday night, but it all clears out. And Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Mostly sunny and highs around 80 on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny highs in the lower 80s on Tuesday. When temperatures in the area, 65 in Raritan, 64 in the county complex, 64 in Kingwood, 62 in Frenchtown, 62 in Highbridge, 71 in Asbury, 62 in Easton, and 63 over in Bedminster. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You dress so fine, through the bumps of time, and you climb. And then you, yeah, people call, send me where I die, you're bound to fall. They thought that they were just kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out, and now you don't. So proud. Now you don't talk so loud about having this swound gem. You're next beyond.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're none over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a chamber of commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Sir Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, it's his birthday today. How can you pass up the Rolling Stones singing about being a Rolling Stone? Makes sense to me. 8:10, gotta get your traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. Right now from HERT, TMA.com. If you register with them, they'll send you alerts via email. You can pick the roads you want in and out of Hunterdon County, local roads as well, which you don't get on other radio programs. You can also follow them on Twitter. So we got some congestion early this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 26, Lamington Road, that sounds familiar. Delay is currently back to exit 20, Lebanon Borough. Typical old New Jersey traffic on Route 78. That's it right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntonChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. No Michelle Heidi. She's on vacay. We'll have Joe Patton on at 9:15. But at 8:40, I go vacationing. Diane Lane from DNL Travel talks about all different vacation spots and travel tips. So we'll talk with her from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of the show are an eclectic mix of trivia, news, and the like. At 10 o'clock, Staying Young Radio, a medical show about all different advice for being young and being healthy. So we'll stay with that. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. Kim Pramatic helps us understand how to raise kids in the 21st century. She believes they're more technologically savvy and more emotionally aware, and so it requires a different technique for you and me. So she helps us raise conscious kids from 11 to 12. At noon, Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamirano gives us advice about our stress management, our relationships, our grief, our anger. And she helps us all with that from 12 to 1 using her 30-plus years of experience as a certified counselor. Spotlight on Hunterdon. News and information in Hunterdon County is on from 1 to 2. That's Wyatt Nasinski helping us with that. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich brings us frugal ways of redesigning your interior of your house. He does it inexpensively, but he's bringing it current. So he brings all that to you from 2 to 3. 3 to 4 is Talented People. Jeannie Murphy comes on and brings some great people on that are part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. People you need to know, public speakers, authors, those that are up-and-comers in the industries that they reside. She brings that to you from 3 to 4. At 4 o'clock, it's The Human Side with David White and Art Nevins. All sorts of aspects of the human condition and all different articles and people to accentuate that. And finally, at 5 o'clock, The Legends of Success. Interviews with great people who have made big strides in their respective lives. So there you go. That's the entire Hunter Schumer Come lineup. All there on the Hunter Schumer Come website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Schumer Radio.com, the voice of business.
Hey, once upon a time, you dressed so fine. You threw the bumps of dime in your prime. And then you. People call, send me where I die, you're bound to fall. They thought that they were just kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
As Billy Gilliman helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, weekend, day. International Women with Alopecia Month. International Zine Month. Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. National Black Family Month. And National Blueberry Month. National Child-Centered Divorce Month. National Cleft and Craniofacial Awareness and Prevention Month. National Cord Blood Awareness Month. National Dog House Repairs Month and National Grilling Month. National Honey and Ice Cream Month. Those are two separate ones. National Horseradish and Hot Dog Month. Those are two separate ones. Make a Difference to Children Month. Got Raising Conscious Kids to help with that. Minority Health Mental Health Awareness Month. NAMI of Hunterdon on Tuesdays. And La Salud Mental Importa helps with that. National Parks and Recreation. Got Music Under the Stars happening on Thursday. National Vacation Rental Month. We got vacations today at 8:40 with Diane Lane. National Watermelon Month. Wheelchair Beautification Month. Sandwich Generation Month. For today, this week, it is National Baby Food Week. National Moth Week. National Scrabble Week. Rag Bray. World Lumberjack Championships starts today, along with Commie Great Texas Mosquitoes Days. Garlic Days starts tomorrow, along with International Tree Climbing Days. And Lollapalooza. For today, Americans with Disabilities Day. It's Aunt and Uncle's Day. It's Bagel Fest Day. And it's One Voice. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, updated on the 25th by Angela Ling. She says, snap a photo of Wonder Balloon to raise funds for Children's Hospital. Festival goers who snap a picture of the Wonder Bread Balloon can help raise money for a children's hospital in New Jersey by sharing the photo on social media. The Wonder Balloon will be flying at the 35th annual Quick Check New Jersey Festival of Ballooning in association with PNC Bank of Solberg Airport on July 28th to the 30th. This year, the Wonder Balloon will fly to support Children's Miracle Network, a nonprofit organization that raises funds and awareness for children's hospitals across the country. Anyone who takes a photo of the balloon can post the photo to social media with the hashtag SpotTheWonder. Every post will result in donation from Wonder Bread, according to a press release. The goal is to accumulate 1,000 shares for the maximum donation of $5,000, according to a press release. All the funds will be donated to Children's Specialized Hospital in Mountainside, Union County. The Wonder Balloon will be piloted by veteran balloon pilots Chris Sabia and his wife Amanda. The duo have flown the balloon all over the country, raising donations for different charities. The red, yellow, and blue Wonder Balloon will perform morning and evening occasions during the three-day festival. So get your cameras ready, and get ready to post it on social media. You got plenty of choices: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all sorts of ways to get your name out there and get Wonder Bread out there and help out that hospital. What a cool idea. Man, it's nostalgic, isn't it, to think of Wonder Bread? Remember growing up with that? And I'd pull the white bread outside of the crust, roll it up in a big ball because it was so moist, and eat it. It was awesome. Wonder Bread. And that's vitamin C. Goes pretty well with Wonder Bread for today. Celebrity birthdays for July 26th, 2017, from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac. Let's see who we got. Who's got a birthday today? Start off with singer-actress Elizabeth Gillis is 24. She sang Victorious. Gossip Girl's Taylor Momsen is 24. Secret Life of American Teenager. Francia Reza is 29. The Social Network's Caitlin Gerard is 29. Degrassi, The Next Generation, Miriam McDonald is 30. From Chicago Fire, Monica Raymond is 31. Bloomington's Sarah Stouffer is 31. From Empire, Grace Byers is 33. CNN host Kate Baldwin is 34. Where the Truth Lies, Kristen Adams is 35. Fatal Attraction, Ellen Latson is 37. From Sinister, Juliet Rylance is 38. Spider-Man movies, Magina Tova is 38. From Torchwood, Eve Miles is 39. 41st birthday, Alice Tagliani from the ballet. From Wonder Woman, Danielle Lewis is 41. Actor in The Chronicles of Riddick, Ben Cotton, he's 42. Actress in Linda Underworld, Kate Beckinsale, is 44. Guardians of the Galaxy, Spencer Wilding, is 45. Television game show host, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Chris Harrison, is 46. Heart of Dixie, Cress Williams, is 47. The Sixth Sense, Olivia Williams, is 49. The Transporter and Crank, Jason Stratham, is 50. Entourage and Mr. Selfridge, Jeremy Piven, is 52. Gravity's Sandra Bullock is 53. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Danny Woodburn, is 53. Film producer of Gravity, David Heyman, is 56. House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, is 58. Ghost World, Tom McGowan, is 58. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Nana Visitor, is 60. Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill, the Hamill Camel, is 61. Susan George is 67 from Straw Dogs. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Roger Meadows Taylor is the drummer and singer in Queen. Actress in Planet of the Apes, Linda Harrison, is 72. The Queen, the Debt, Dame Helen Mirren, is 71. Paradise Hawaiian Style, Suzanne Lee, is 72. Celeste Yarnell is 73 from Live a Little, Love a Little. Sir Mick Jagger is 74 today. Peter Hyams is 74 from Telephone. R&B singer Brenton Wood, 76. Pro Football Hall of Famer Bob Lilly is 78. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Darlene Love, is 79. As the World Turns, Catherine Hayes is 84. The Time Tunnel and Grand Tour, Disaster in Time, Robert Colbert, is 86. Jackson Family Patriarch and Manager Joe Jackson is 89 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday anniversary or celebration on the air, give me an email at goodmorning@huntingtonshamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, Kevin Spacey impersonated, or played as an actor, Bobby Darin. And here he is. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are keeping our promises to the people. And yes, we are putting finally, we are putting America first.
That's President Trump speaking at a big campaign-style rally in Ohio late yesterday, where he said his team is standing up for U.S. workers and U.S. companies. He also promised efforts to increase border security.
We're building that wall, and walls do work.
And Trump praised Senate Republicans yesterday for success with a procedural vote to open debate on bills to repeal and replace Obamacare. The Senate held its first vote on a version of the GOP plan to do that last night. It needed 60 votes to pass, but only 43 senators ended up voting in favor of it. Debate will continue today. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We told you moments ago that senators were able to pass a procedural vote to start debate on health care bills. And after they did that, John McCain, who returned for the vote, rebuked his colleagues, calling the Senate too partisan. Here's USA's Jason Wirt.
McCain recounted the great debates of past Senate sessions and then said today's debate is nothing but partisan bickering.
They're more partisan, more tribal, more of the time than at any time that I can remember. Our deliberations can still be important and useful, but I think we'd all agree they haven't been overburdened by greatness lately.
McCain added it's time for the Senate to get back to civility and to stop listening to the, quote, loudmouths on radio, television, and the Internet.
Uber's looking to change its image after taking heavy public relations shots that resulted in its CEO resigning, the ride-hailing service launching what it calls 180 Days of Change, a phased effort to improve both customer support and help and retain its drivers. This is USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Legendary Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps defending his race against a computer-generated great white shark earlier this week. Phelps pointing out in a Facebook Live session yesterday that he and the Discovery Channel had been completely open about the fact that he would be racing a CGI image of a shark off the coast of South Africa as part of Shark Week. Phelps lost to that image of the shark by 2 seconds.
Everybody wants to try to pick on something or say something or complain about something, so I had fun racing a shark and seeing those animals up close and personal.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream facing calls for a boycott after a weed killer ingredient turns up in some of the ice cream. Mark Mayfield has more.
According to yesterday's New York Times, the Organic Consumers Association found the main ingredient in weed killers like Roundup in 10 of 11 of Ben & Jerry's flavors. The levels were well below the legal limit the EPA sets, but the consumer group argues that any amount of the poison in the ice cream is misleading and potentially dangerous. The group says Ben & Jerry's should be the target of a nationwide boycott if it doesn't announce a move to all organic ingredients and to no pesticides in production.
And French firefighters have evacuated thousands of campers and residents after a wildfire broke out on the French Riviera, a wind-whipped fire that's raging through the forest and the scrubland between the coastal cities of Marseille and Nice. Government officials say 10,000 people have been evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Nunjura.com. If you're looking for the investment update, we'll be doing that at 9:15 today with Joe Patton. So I always talk on this show about legacy. I talk about what are you going to make of your life that's going to maybe make you remembered, and how have you changed and affected anybody? There's a funeral for a doctor who helped found Hunterdon Medical Center. Now, we're talking about Hunterdon Medical Center right down the street that is, at one time was even hard to get founded on its own because there were hospitals not far from here, and somehow, some way, Hunterdon decided they wanted to do such a thing. So Craig Turpin reports from NJ Advanced Media that a funeral will be held Saturday for Dr. Albert Bernard Acetola, an orthopedic surgeon who helped found Hunterdon Medical Center's orthopedic department. Acetola is 99. He passed away at his Reddington home on July 18th. A 1940 graduate of Wagner College and 1944 graduate of Boston University Medical School, Acetola worked at Staten Island University Hospital, Bellevue Hospital, Marquette University, and Hunterdon Medical Center before opening a private practice in Staten Island, New York, according to his obituary. He also taught orthopedics as an associate clinical professor at New York University and was the orthopedic surgeon to all athletic teams of Wagner College from 1949 to 87. Acetola retired in 1987 to a 90-acre farm in Hunterdon County, where he also restored antiques and spent time with his children and grandchildren. The first recipient of Wagner College's Alumni Service Award, he was an inductee of Wagner's Athletic Hall of Fame. Having been a fencer during his undergraduate years and a recipient of the Wagner College Lifetime Achievement Award. Quote, "We are honoring him today, not for his achievements and distinguished service to so many, but for who he is, a man of civility and compassion in a world sorely lacking both." It was written about him when he received the award. He was an emeritus trustee for life of the Wagner College Board of Trustees, on which he served from 1981 to the present. Acetola was born in New York City on February 4, 1918. He is survived by two children, both doctors, six grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. He was a member and past president of the Richmond County Medical Society, a past president of the Medical Board of Staten Island University Hospital, and an active member of the New York State Medical Society, serving on numerous committees. He also received a citation for 35 years of service at New York University School of Medicine and has been honored by many other organizations, including the Visiting Nurse Association of Staten Island and the Board of Trustees of Staten Island University Hospital for 25 years of distinguished service. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated by Reverend Jack O'Kane at 1 p.m. on Saturday at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church, 105 Summer Road in Three Bridges. Family invites friends to join them at his farm from 2:30 to 4:30 at 143 West Woodchurch Road in Flemington. Funeral services are under the care of Wright and Ford Family Funeral Home and cremation services in Flemington. Private cremation was at the Chapel of Ewing Crematory in Ewing Township. A contribution in his memory can be made to the Family Residency Program at Hunterdon Medical Center, care of Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation, 9100 Westcott Drive, Suite 202, Flemington, New Jersey. The zip code is 08822. So there you have it, folks. That's quite an obit. Somebody who didn't find a lot of time to sleep, did what he needed to do for himself, his family, and all of his patients, and helped bring the orthopedic department to Hunter Medical Center. Very good. All right, we're at another break point. We're going to get Diane Lane on the phone in just a little bit. You are listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Two 2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's time. It's Wednesday to go on vacation with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. She's on the phone. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
All right.
How's it going? I finally see a sunlight today.
Yeah. We'll get a little sunlight in a little while, but unbelievable. It's the end of July already. Wow.
I know. And the Balloon Festival.
And the Balloon Festival. And I was telling Chris Phelan on Monday, I don't know what it is about this part of the year, but there's always rain around this part of the year. Now, what's peculiar is July happens to have five weekends instead of four this year. And
yeah,
because of that, they've moved the Balloon Festival 1 week, and I think it's going to work out quite well for them.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Not so much Friday, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. If the front can come in a little early, they could have a trifecta. They could have three really nice days in a row.
So. Yeah. Hopefully they will. And I mean, and every year it's shortened in time because it used to run longer than 3 days.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, a long time ago. Oh. It used to be 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
And then when it rained, if it did rain, everybody used to get stuck in the fields in the mud.
Yeah, that happened to me 1 year. We were sitting there monitoring a booth for the Chamber of Commerce, and I was kind of monitoring to see what was happening with the weather. I looked behind the tent, and I said to the person I was with, I said, we got about 15 minutes to get out of here. And, all of a sudden the wind whipped and papers were flying all over the place. And I said, I'm not standing in a field amongst this. So we had to get out of there.
Yeah, it used to get really bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to have something special today, but I'm going to change my mind.
I feel cheated.
One of my reps get on the phone, but they didn't get back to me. So
okay, well,
I think
we'll
everybody takes off on vacations in the summer months.
That's all right. We'll get them on another time.
We got time.
So
anyway.
Where would you like to go now? So first of all, let me ask you. So it's July. So what are people planning now with you? Enough time.
A lot of people doing close to home, like, you know, they want to go see, they want to go to Orlando, to Disney, or they want to go to Mexico. And right now, Mexico is in a flux because they're having some issues. They just made the news with the drinking, and I'm thinking, my God, that's been a long time an issue. People, but guess why the kids take spring break in Mexico? Because of the liquor, you know?
Yeah.
why are they all of a sudden now it's a big deal? Well, you should have been on top of it with your kids, if you know where your kids are going.
Of course.
You know?
Now, you know, Fort Lauderdale was the destination back when I was in college.
Yeah, but the United States has a drinking age, and Mexico doesn't.
Well, it didn't stop anybody in Fort Lauderdale, I can tell you that. But Fort Lauderdale finally said enough's enough, and they closed it all down to a certain extent. And so now the kids just picked up and went somewhere else. So, you know.
Right, exactly. And the international laws are a little different than here. And they love the kids having a good time and having fun. And I mean, I seen it when we were on our trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they push it. It's not like something they don't. It's always been. So people have to be aware of what their kids do and don't do. You can't blame the country or the location. You know, the resort. That's what the resorts are there for. You know,
right? Of course, you couldn't.
And you even have adults who do the same thing when they
go. Oh, yeah. You go and see some folks who are letting loose and and you say, what are you guys doing? You know, you're being an idiot. Mm. And dangerous, by the way. But,
yes, so. And if you can't handle it, you can die. I mean, it's a prime example of the hazing of the kids at down at Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what a shame. Well, unfortunately, it's, you know, everybody's got a different walk of life, and people just need to realize that you just got to stay away from the lunatics that are that don't know how to behave and be responsible.
Yep. Well, anyway, I know we've talked about this before of little companies that are working the small crypt ship cruises that have the small capacity of, you know, clients on a boat that you can enjoy trip, and they're coming out with some really new boats now that are premium upgrades, and you're not spending the extra monies like you do with NCL.
You
get zonked at the end of the cruise. And they're starting even to do even the river cruise ships.
Okay.
AMA Waterways is pushing ahead of Viking, even though Viking has been in there for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And Viking's gotten into the big ship cruises now. They have a big ship. But I'm, you know, I like all the ships. They're all great, but everybody is different. You know, they all work differently. Hapag-Lloyd is a German company, has two luxury ships and two expedition vessels. They travel all over. They're trying to increase their market in the U.S. and the English-speaking countries. So it's something, you know, you don't see them too often unless you're down Southern Caribbean that you'll see their ships. You know what I'm saying? Or Northern Europe. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Hapag-Lloyd?
No. That's new to me. I'm sure it's not new to them, but it's new to me.
No. Yeah. And then MSC Cruises, which was a very big Italian company, they're starting to get into here more. They started with one ship a few years ago. So they're doing the yacht club, selling splashier boats, you know, doing round trips from Miami to the Caribbean. And, yes, some of the boats are big. They have 4,000, you know, clients on a boat. But they're trying to do what the American boats are doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they're keeping in line with being down in the Caribbean. They were just doing all of Europe most of the time. Everybody knows them over in Europe.
Are they coming to New York? Are they coming to U.S. ports?
Yep, they're starting to come to U.S. ports. But right now they're staying right now in Florida year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it makes sense because you got year-round good weather no matter what.
Yep.
You know. But the one I really love, and I think everybody should, is on the bucket list, you know, Tahiti, Bora Bora.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the society.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Since I took office, we have cut illegal immigration on our southern border by record numbers, 78.
President Trump at a rally last night in Ohio talking about success on the southern border since he came into office. The Border Patrol reporting significant drops in the number of illegal immigrants trying to cross the border. The president today also announcing he's not going to allow transgenders to serve in the military any longer. Alabama Republican Representative Bradley Byrne says it's a good idea.
There's some legitimate questions here. I'm glad the president is at least pausing it so that we can take a hard look at it and make a decision that makes sense for the fighting men and women of America, for the defense of America, not for any other thing.
The treasurer for the Vatican pleaded not guilty to several sex assault charges today. Cardinal George Pell made a brief appearance in a Melbourne, Australia court. He's the most senior Catholic official to be charged with crimes. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
A series of sanctions against Russia passing the House with restrictions that would keep President Trump from easing them. Texas Representative Michael McCaul sounded off on why he supports the sanctions against Russia.
Back in October of last year, at the height of the presidential campaign, I was briefed by our intelligence community. They told me that Russia engaged in a blatant effort to meddle in our domestic affairs and specifically our democratic process. I was an outspoken supporter of the need for a strong response then, and I remain so now.
More than a dozen illegal immigrants recovering in a San Antonio hospital after they were found crammed in the back of a tractor trailer last weekend. CNN is reporting that one of the 10 migrants who died after being in the overheated truck was a former DACA recipient. Frank Gonzalez had his status revoked in March when he was deported to Guatemala after he was convicted of a crime.